This is the Composer's Datebook for December 1st. I'm John Burge. On today's date in 1957, the New York City Ballet staged a new collaboration between the great Russian-born composer Igor Stravinsky and the great Russian-born choreographer George Balanchine. The ballet company had been asking Stravinsky for nearly a decade to write a third ballet on a classical subject to make up a trilogy that would include his two earlier dance works on Greek mythology, Apollo from 1928 and Orpheus from 1948. Just as they were about to despair that Stravinsky would ever do it, he unexpectedly obliged, if not with a Greek myth, at least with a Greek word. His new ballet was titled Agon, the Greek word for contest or struggle. On a more modern note, by the 1950s, as Stravinsky's assistant Robert Kraft recalled, something called 12-tone music was in the air, and Agon is about 12 dancers and 12 tones. Agon is also set in 12 scenes, and some of its movements were consciously laid out in multiples of 12 bars. Balanchine himself said, in Working on the Ballet, "Stravinsky and I constructed every possibility of dividing 12, which in dance terms meant abstract solos, duets, trios, and quartets, to match the abstract, if eminently danceable, nature of Stravinsky's score." Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.